Welcome, good morning, and welcome to worship. We're so glad you're with us today. It's going to be a great day. Pastor Morgan Murray is back to preach again today. We're so delighted to have him here. He comes from Walnut Creek. He pastored at Walnut Creek Presbyterian Church, who's a part of our denomination for many years, and he's come back to share the good news today. So this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Please pray with me. Father God, we do thank you that you are here with us and that you have made us heirs and children of Abraham by virtue of faith. And so we bring our faith. Sometimes it's paltry and sometimes it's great. We bring it to you, trusting to you to guide us as we search for leadership and plans for the future. We know that you have plans for us and they are for our good. And so we trust you. We come in faith. We thank you for your presence among us and within us and moving in our congregation. Father, we just want to ask your special blessing on Mary Jo Yee this morning as she deals with cancer. We ask you to guide and direct the doctors who are working with her. Pray that you would restore her to her health and strength and comfort and strengthen her family as well. And we also ask your blessing on Jane Lockram as she recovers from surgery. Help her to recover her strength and health and be very near to her in this time. And we just thank you, Father, that you know each of us intimately and we can bring you each one of our concerns if we will do that. If we will remember that you are the God who cares and the God who knows. And so we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
When Pastor Bob invited me to come back and preach for you on a communion Sunday, the text that immediately came to my mind was the wonderful and incredibly familiar text that Jesus expresses to his disciples in John chapter 15. If you are familiar with this text, and many of us really are, we've heard it so many times, I am the vine, you are the branches, that sometimes it gets hard to hear it afresh. And so this morning, I've asked if we could please consider this text from the Message paraphrase. Do you know the Message paraphrase? Raise your hand if you know it. Okay, let me tell you about the Message paraphrase because I think this could be helpful for you. We're Presbyterians, which means we're the best. And the way you know that we're the best is because there is a guy named Pastor Eugene Peterson. And Pastor Eugene Peterson is like the most pastory pastor man in the whole wide world. And he thinks deeply and prays deeply and he loves the word a lot. And so he decided that we had this wonderful paraphrase by J.B. Phillips, but it was kind of getting a little dated. And so starting with the Psalms, and then with the New Testament, and then including the Old Testament, Eugene Peterson basically did a paraphrase of the whole Scriptures in a way that made it really accessible for us. And so, some people love the NIV and think it's really special. A lot of people grew up with the King James Version, and they feel like that's like the inspired Bible. But us Presbyterians, we love the Message. And I hope that you hear God's word afresh for you this morning as you hear these words of Jesus to his disciples, to you and to me, from John chapter 15. I am the real vine, and my Father is the farmer. He cuts off every branch of me that doesn't bear grapes. And every branch that is grape bearing, he prunes back so it will bear even more. You are already pruned back by the message I have spoken. Live in me. Make your home in me, just as I do in you. In the same way that a branch can't bear grapes by itself, but only by being joined to the vine, you can't bear fruit unless you are joined with me. I am the vine, you are the branches. When you're joined with me and I with you, the relation intimate and organic, the harvest is sure to be abundant. Separated, you can't produce a thing. Anyone who separates from me is dead wood, gathered up and thrown on the bonfire. But if you make yourselves at home with me and my words are at home within you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. This is how my Father shows who he is. When you produce grapes, when you mature as my disciples, I've loved you the way the Father has loved me. Make yourselves at home in my love. This is the word of the Lord. Let's say together, thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
So we get to live in California, which means we get to go to destination weddings. I got to officiate at a beautiful destination wedding a few weeks ago up north of Napa. It took about I live in Walnut Creek. It took a couple hours to get up there. Thank you, Lord, for books on tape. The bride and the groom explained to me that they'd visited this wedding site several times. It was a winery. They'd visited this site several times and they got lost. They said, we've been there 3 times and we always get lost. And so I made sure I had extra time, so I didn't get lost. And if I did, I had time to catch up. But once I finally arrived, getting off the highway, turning right, going in a few miles, another fork in the road, going up a dirt trail, winding up through some trees, and finally reaching this beautiful little knoll, I got out with this rustic barn and this incredible vista of vines all around us. This was a low-lying hill surrounded by taller hills, and as far as you could see, these beautiful, beautiful vines. And of course, we had some really delicious wine at the wedding reception. And so there I was with the bride and the groom. And I was inviting them, using John chapter 2, to invite Jesus to the wedding. And to invite Jesus to the wedding because we always run out. And to invite Jesus to the wedding and invite him because we always run out. And to remember that when Jesus brings the wine, it's always the best wine. That's how John begins his gospel. And now here we are, and Jesus has, in a sense, extended that metaphor even further. This is the last of the I am statements that Jesus declares in the Gospel of John. John is famous for these amazing I am statements in which Jesus takes common images that have always been associated with Israel and he then says, I am. Israel was supposed to be the light to the nations. Jesus then says, I am the light of the world. And here, this last of the I ams, as Jesus prepares to go to the cross, this is the one I am statement Jesus makes that includes us. That says to us, I am the vine. I am that image that Israel has celebrated for the entirety of its existence. When you go to the temple, Jesus said, and you look up, and you see this ornate decoration of vines over the curtain that separates the Holy of Holies from the rest of the temple space. And you see that beautiful, ornate, gold inlaid vine, remember, I am that vine. And you are now part of that extraordinary lineage, that extraordinary heritage, that extraordinary gift to the world. And all you have to do, all you are obliged to do in order to be a part of this abundance that I am bringing into the world is make yourself at home. That's all you have to do. Just make yourself at home. Make yourself at home in my love, Jesus says. Make yourself at home in relationship with me. To cultivate and stay connected to me. Cultivate a relationship with me. Stay bound to me in such a way that the world won't really quite know where Jesus stops and you start. Stay invested in me. Stay connected to me. Stay bound up in me, and I will stay bound up in you. Make your home in my love. Easy to say, isn't it? Kind of hard to do. Have you ever been invited to somebody's home? And you come in, and it's this really beautiful home. Like, wow. This is gorgeous. What an amazing living room. I mean, this place is immaculate. I mean, they must have, not like my house. My house looks like a bomb went off. But this is gorgeous. And you're invited in, and you sort of feel like, wow, I feel really lucky to be here. And they say, make yourself at home. And you know they mean it, but they don't mean it. Because if I was going to make myself at home, the first thing I'd do is take off my shoes and raid the refrigerator. But no, you don't really think that they really mean that. They don't really want you to stretch out all over the couch and make a mess of everything. But Jesus does mean it. He really means it. Make yourself at home. Make yourself at home in my love. But before he talks about making ourselves at home in his love, the very first thing he mentions is the thing that we want to hear least. I am the real vine, and my father is the farmer, Jesus says. He cuts off every branch of me that doesn't bear grapes. Wow, man. That sounds kind of harsh. I don't know about you, but I don't like being pruned. Involves lots of cutting, involves lots of losing, involves lots of not having anymore. I don't understand why Jesus has to begin by talking about pruning. And as we hear the text unfold, it seems to be that what he's really speaking about is love, right? So clearly pruning and love go together in some way. And friends, I really want to emphasize this to you right now, because the churches that I have served and the stories that I've heard in those churches, frankly, sound a lot like the stories I've heard in the little bit of time I've gotten to spend here talking with Pastor Bob and hearing from you and getting a sense of the things that are going on in the life of this congregation. But, you learn a lot by listening to other people's prayers, right? I've been listening to your prayers. You learn a lot by listening to the announcements. I've learned a lot in the last couple of weeks just hearing your announcements. It sounds like you're a church that has undergone a lot of pruning. And though the thing I really want to emphasize to you this morning, if you don't hear anything else today, hear this. Pruning is not punishment. Pruning is not punishment. Corporately as a congregation, personally, individually, you may have be going through a profound experience of pruning. And it is not comfortable. It is not fun. But it is also not punishment. It's an act of love. It's a severe mercy, to be sure, but it is a mercy. It's a mercy that God brings into our life. That if we are bound up with the Son and He intends for us to bear fruit, then He's going to prune. And Jesus says, you've already been pruned. You've heard the gospel. You've received the message. There's already been a lot of beliefs that you once held, a lots of values, that things that were once really, really important to you, things that you just felt like, I just can't live unless I'm this important, or unless I get my way, or unless life looks a certain way. And Jesus says, as the word has come into your life, you've begun to realize you don't really need that stuff as much as you want it, or as much as you believed you needed it. It can go now. Sometimes that's beliefs that we have. Sometimes that's status. Sometimes it's just plain stuff. Sometimes it's relationships. I invite you to think about the stuff and the relationships and the things that have happened in your life that you look back and think, I remember when I lost that and I thought I was going to die. I thought, I just don't know if I can go on without this person in my life, without these things, without this role, without this title. And then you discover not only do you live, but because you have made yourself at home in Christ's love, not only have you lived, but you've thrived. And so he's saying to the disciples, you know how it is, friends. Unless the farmer comes and prunes away some of these vines, there's just not enough life energy to bear the kind of grapes that are going to bear the kind of fruit and make the kind of wine that is going to be a blessing, a celebration to the world. So friends, celebrate. Celebrate when you experience pruning. Find some way to thank God for it, because pruning is not punishment. It is so that you may be more fruitful. Do you believe? Are you open to the possibility that right now, West Valley Presbyterian Church has been pruned in such a way that you will be fruitful in a way that you've never imagined before? That is unprecedented in the life and the history of this congregation. Are you open to that possibility? Because that's precisely what Jesus invites us to consider. Pruning is not punishment, and abiding is enough. Now, thanks to technology, you don't actually have to read the New Testament and underline every time you find it, though that would be a good project to do. No, you can just Google. You can just Google, or you can use your little Bible software app and put in quotes, in Christ, and search the Bible for that, in Christ. In the New Testament, it shows up about 90 times. And that doesn't even include, here we are in John, in the Gospel of John, where Jesus is talking about it. Just using that phrase, in Christ, Paul uses it over and over and over again to describe the reality of what it means to fully be, live into the life, the kingdom life that God has for us. To be in Christ and to have Christ in us. The challenge, I think, is that we actually don't want to be in Christ. We don't tend to cultivate that kind of life. We just kind of want to check in with Christ. We don't want to be in Him. We just want to check in with Him. That is, we come to Christ when things get really hard. We kind of live our life the way we want to live it, and then it's like, oh, now I'm going to go glom onto the vine when I'm in trouble. I'm going to glom onto the vine when I'm really feeling stressed. I'm going to glom on when things get really, really hard in life. And what Jesus is saying is, it doesn't work like that. If you're not bound up in me and I am bound up in you, then you're not bearing life. Then you're just going to wither and die. You're just going to get tossed onto the pile of dead branches that just get burned up and put into the ground as fertilizer for a more abundant vine, right? Abiding is all that you have to do. Would you like to abide in Christ this morning? Close your eyes. If you're able, put your feet flat on the ground. in your hands, rest them on your lap. Unfold yourself if you can. To abide in Christ, to be in Him as He is in you, means you have to first know yourself. So be aware of you. Be aware of your own body. Be aware of your own spirit. Be aware of you. Another way we can say this is be present. Can you be present right now to yourself? Even two little breaths will go a long way to be present. Now, give your attention, put all of your focus on Jesus. Jesus, however He comes to your mind, maybe it's a picture you have seen of Jesus, maybe it's just a feeling, maybe it's even just the image of the vine itself. However you want to give your full attention to Jesus, give it now. In silence, or even a whisper, I invite you to say, Jesus, I am here with you. Be here with me. And then feel that. I'm going to give you a few moments of silence just to feel that. Jesus, I am here with you. Be here with me. Now, just say thank you. Say thank you for being with me, Jesus, in this moment. Express your gratitude for this. And I'm sorry to have to do this, but I want to invite you back now. Because it's church and we have communion to celebrate together. Did you sense it? Did you have even a little bit of sense of this? You can do this anytime. It's not any more complicated than that. And I hope you are aware, and I hope that over the course of this week you'll notice how all the things that need to be pruned, just so that you can take a few minutes to set your feet on the ground and ground yourself in creation and in your own body, to give your full attention to Jesus and just to abide. You got to turn off your phones to be able to do this. You got to turn off the noise, right? You have to set aside your to-do list. You may even need to go outside and be in creation to do it. This was the big deal that Jesus invited us into, to abide in Him. Here's what's amazing. as we practice this, as we practice it a little bit, we grow in our ability to be able to do it more and more, and watch the fruit. The fruit just happens. You don't have to make it happen. You just find all of a sudden doors open. You're able to bless people. I hope you had a chance to bless people the last couple of weeks. I hope you had a chance to look them in the eye and go, the Lord bless you and keep you. You'll have more opportunities to bless. You'll be able to hear the Holy Spirit prompting you, moving you, guiding you through life. You'll be able to release things that just didn't need to be held on to, and you'll be able to give away yourself and your love in ways that you've longed to your whole life. This is abiding. This is all it takes. Abiding is enough to make yourself at home. Make yourself at home in Jesus. Jesus gave us this vine image to point so that every time we'd see it, the vines, it would point to that reality of who he is. Likewise, Jesus gives us the table where Jesus himself is host, and he says, whenever you gather, this bread, this cup, things that are really common, we see them every day. So remember, I am present in them, and I'm drawing you together, all the branches, to abide in me as the vine. This is the place where we grow deeper in our roots. This is the place where we are nourished physically and spiritually to live out this abundant life God has called us to. Friends, as the servers prepare to come, hear the voice of the Lord inviting you in deep, deep love. Make yourself at home. Let us pray. In this few minutes that we've been together, Holy Spirit, as we have encountered you, so we long to encounter you more. We are so aware of the pain of being pruned, and we may still have some conversation we need to have with you about the pruning that's happened, the things that we've lost, and how much that hurts, the ways in which we feel diminished, we feel less than, we feel like things have been taken away. We may still need to talk about that, but not diminishing that in any way, we still find ourselves able to accept this invitation. We still want to simply accept your invitation to make ourselves at home in your love. In whatever way each of us can, we're saying yes. Thank you that you accept our yes, even in the limited way in which we may be able to give it. And we ask now that you would meet us here. May we continue to abide in you throughout the balance of this worship service, this day, this week. May we learn how to abide in you more, because we long to be fruitful for your sake. Meet us here. Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. And now, friends, receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace, friends.